Matlock writer sues CBS and showrunner Jenny Snyder for alleged racism, sexual harassment. By Paul Bois on June 18, 2026. A former writer on Matlock has filed a lawsuit against CBS claiming that he was subjected to racially stereotyped comments about his body and genitalia. The former writer, John Lowe, also filed his lawsuit against showrunner Jenny Snyder along with executive producers Nikki Renna and Jeffrey Lieber, alleging that he and other Black members of the crew endured a hostile work environment, per Variety. Lowe, who worked on Matlock from October 2023 to July 2025, claims he was terminated from his position as a form of retaliation, as it came 2 weeks after reporting an alleged incident in which Ehrman referred to Juneteenth as Coonteenth. In the lawsuit, Lowe lists multiple sexual and racially charged comments. He also details an alleged incident when Ehrman brought in her dog to the writer's room, citing that her children didn't like the aesthetic, referring to the dog's black collar. Lowe claims he was coerced into taking the dog for nearly a year, while other staff were present, a move he feels was racially motivated and designed to single him out for humiliation based on his race, not for any creative or production reason. CBS Studios said in a statement that an investigation showed Lowe's allegations were not substantiated. "We are committed to maintaining a safe and respectful environment for everyone and take all workplace complaints seriously," a company spokesperson said. "In this instance, a thorough investigation was completed, and we were unable to find support for his allegations. We look forward to vigorously defending this lawsuit." The lawsuit further accused executive producer Nikki Renna said Black cast member Mi Kwakwar can barely read. He also alleged that Renna called him late at night to she was in bed wearing only her underwear. "There is no excuse for this blatant racism and harassment. CBS should be ashamed for allowing it, and the Matlock showrunner and producers should be held accountable," Lowe's attorney Ron Zambrano said in a statement. "Mr. Lowe was subjected to degrading and unlawful conduct. He deserved to be treated with dignity and respect, as everyone should expect in the workplace, not subjected to these outrageous and illegal racial slurs and sexual harassment without any connection to his work on the show."